You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We're at 61 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. Another popular franchise in Utah is in trouble for breaking child labor laws. Baskin-Robbins locations are being hit with a heavy fine. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with all the details. Amy?
Jeff, 64 kids aged 14 to 15 have been working late hours and too many hours during the school year, according to the Department of Labor. They say the company thought they were following state guidelines, but the department disagreed. Baskin-Robbins locations across the Wasatch Front list their hours open until 10, but the law requires that these younger teens have to end by 7. Baskin-Robbins will now have to pay nearly $50,000 in fines. This comes after Coldstone Creamery faced similar fines just last month, and Family Fun Centers and Crumble Cookies have been hit with the same thing in previous years. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Governor Cox admits that he's been a bit overwhelmed. This session, the state legislature handled a record number of bills, many of them ended up on his desk.
But I don't know that our state needed 591 to remain functional after what I thought was a pretty good year before. We probably could have not had any of them and still gotten along pretty well.
But they were passed, and the governor had to wade through all of them, deciding which to sign or veto. By law, he has till midnight tonight to finish the job. The governor speaking at his monthly PBS news conference. Every year, federal emergency management leaders offer their version of the Oscars. An award goes to the lawmaker who did the most for emergency management. This year's honoree, Senator Mitt Romney, for his work toward creation of the Wildland Fire Mitigation Commission. Accepting the award, the senator said modernizing federal wildlife policy has become a national priority. Lawmakers are set to vote on a $1.2 trillion spending package. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the funding needs to be passed to avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend for several key federal agencies. Democrats were able to swap back some of the steeper budget cuts that House Republicans wanted. But among the wins for Republicans is a nearly 24% increase in detention beds for migrants awaiting their immigration proceedings. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. partners are working on a plan that will avoid Israel's planned military operation in Rafah.
It is possible and indeed necessary to deal with the ongoing threat posed by Hamas, but without a major military operation.
He says they will be discussing the plan with top Israeli officials next week. Homeland Security is warning police nationwide the upcoming 25th anniversary of the deadly Columbine High School shooting could bring out copycats. A law enforcement bulletin indicates the date will raise the potential for attackers to target schools and public places. And a medical breakthrough, surgeons transplanting the first genetically edited pig kidney into a living human being. Dr. Leo Riella says it's a significant development.
Our hope is that dialysis will become obsolete.
The 62-year-old patient is said to be recovering nicely. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
It could have been one of the worst traffic accidents in Utah history. This morning on I-15, a wrong-way driver smashed into a military bus. It was carrying nearly two dozen ROTC cadets from Utah State. UHP Lieutenant Chamberlain Neff says the 46-year-old pickup driver died in the crash.
It's tragic for everybody that's involved. Families obviously are impacted. The public, when they see these tragic scenes, are very, very much impacted.
The driver of the military bus went to the hospital with minor injuries. Fortunately, all the cadets are okay. Good news if you plan to visit someplace else. Flights in and out of Salt Lake City are running right on time.
The Salt Lake City International Airport is number one among major airports when it comes to arriving on time. It topped the charts in 2022 and 23. The flights mostly leave the airport on time, too. It was the first in 2022 and second in 23. Spokesperson for the airport, Nancy Vollmer, says the biggest reason flights get delayed is the weather.
I have to give credit, really, to the team that we have on our snow removal crew. And because they'll come out at all times of the day and night to make sure that they get that snow removed.
Vollmer says the snow removal team is kind of the reason the airport gets everything out on time, and they've even won awards for their quick work. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
United Airlines is going to open one of those foo-foo clubs for frequent flyers at Salt Lake International. The new modest-sized club will be on Concourse B as part of the next phase of construction. This is going to be the first club other than Delta's to open here in Salt Lake. It's a KSL Bracket Update now every 15 minutes. Here's Jason Jones live from the KSL 24-Hour News Center.
Well, with just under 16 minutes left in the second half, Illinois was down by 1 point to Morehead State. They took control from that point on, and they just wrapped up an 85-69 win over Morehead State. I really want South Carolina to be better than they are. They're just unfortunately not, and they're currently losing to Oregon 54-37, about 15 minutes left in the second half there. So halftime, and Nevada is over Dayton now by about 8 points. I'm Jason Jones with the KSL Bracket Update.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports updates on KSLSports.com. Follow the traffic right here in your radio speaker. Ricky Meese has first look traffic.
Crews still working to clear this West Jordan crash southbound Redwood Road at 7800 South in the left lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My